and give comfort positions. See that your spine is erect but relaxed. Those of you when you are sitting on a chair, there are two options. Either push yourself into the back of the chair or sit at the edge of the chair. Both will keep your back erect. When you push yourself in the back, it will be erect. Or sit right at the very edge of the chair. You will find the spine automatically being erect. Only those who are sitting on plastic chairs, be careful on sitting on the edge. Now gently close your eyes and relax the body. Starting with the head, look at all the... Are you tilting the head to one side or is it straight? Eyes and mouth gently closed. Facial muscles relaxed. No frown on your face. Nor do you have to be blissfully smiling away. Neck muscles relaxed. Shoulders, arms, forearms, palms and fingers, all relaxed. Chest muscles relaxed. Stomach relaxed. You are not on a parade ground, you don't have to pull in your stomach. Let it be relaxed. Sides relaxed. Upper back, lower back relaxed. Waist and hips relaxed. Thigh muscles, both the quadriceps and the hamstrings, relaxed. Knees, calf muscles, the shin relaxed. Ankles, feet and toes, all relaxed. Even if you have some aches and pain somewhere, consciously look into that part and say, it's okay, it's relaxed. Consciously relax it. Now focus on your breath, just pay attention. Breathing happens. Comfortable breathing, relaxed breathing. You're just paying attention to it. Breathing is involuntary, it happens on its own. You're just watching that breath. Now invoke the Lord in whatever form you can relate to. That form is your portal to relate to the cosmic order, Ishvara. And offer a mental worship. This is to invoke the bhakta, the devotee out of yourself. There's no rules of the puja except making it vivid as you can. Take the arati, play it for the final arati. Strike that kalpa. Flares up. Offer the arati to the Lord. See the face of the Lord being lighted up in the light of the camphor flame. Put down that arati plate. Take the arati yourself. Get the smell of the camphor. If Ishvara is a cosmic order, then there is an order to everything that has happened in your life. Everything that is happening, there is a reason behind it. Sometimes I can see the reason, sometimes I cannot. The more I recognize the order, the more I make sense of what's happening in my life. To recognize the order is to make sense of my life, to make peace with all that has happened or all that is happening and all that will happen. My free will is part of that order. But compared to the order, my free will and my actions are very, very small. They can only make a difference in my life. That calls for a great sense of acceptance. Things will happen, which are happy events, where acceptance is easy. Difficult events. Events that challenge you. Events that challenge your belief systems. Gain and loss. Impending loss that can come into your life. See the order there. The more I appreciate Ishvara, the more I see the order. The more acceptance comes in. I am no more resisting life. I am willing to go with the current of life, do what is necessary to reach where I want to reach. Now prostrate to the Lord and we sit down for our japa. During the japa, pay attention to the chant when the chant is there, to the silence when the chant is not there. Let your mind go with my words. Ishaya Namaha. Om 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 Ishaya Namaha. Before the chant, there is silence. After the chant, there is silence. You are the one that is watching the silence. When you watch the silence, you find you are the silence. Watch again, you will find in you the silence, the chant is born. Into you the silence, the chant dies down. Om Ishaya Namaha. Om Ishaya Namaha. Om Ishaya Namaha. Ishaya Namaha. Om 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 Ishaya Namaha. In you the silence, the chant is born. Into you the silence, the chant dies down. The whole world enters you as a thought. A thought is born in the silence that you are. In that silence awareness, a thought is born. Into that silence awareness, the thought dies down. Like a wave born in the ocean, dies down into the ocean. Even when the wave is there, the water is always there. Even when the thought is there, you, the silence is there. You are that silence awareness. Awareness, there is silence. Om Ishaya Namah. Om Ishaya Namah. Om Ishaya Namah. No thought or sound can disturb the silence that you are. The thought or the sound is nothing but a wave in the awareness that you are. Born of you, sustained by you, dies down into you. You are that silence, that existence awareness. That was there before the thought came, after the thought died down, during the thought as well. That awareness, that is existence, is yourself. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுகச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. அண்ட் கப் யுவர் ஐஸ் அண்ட் கம் பேக் டு நார்மல் திங்க்ஸ்.